Rush Hour, Triple M. We've got a special guest here. Jarrod Hayne, wearing a San Francisco 49ers cap. You look to have a real look of satisfaction when you put that cap on.
Yeah, it's obviously been a tough journey, and to finally, you know, get the monkey off my back is is huge. And San Fran come late, and still didn't think I was going to be there after I had my pro day, come back to Australia. I was always Detroit and Seattle, obviously, with San Fran and having a coaching change and coaching staff that were changing. We never thought it was possible, but then the way it worked out with their coaching staff having so much experience in the European NFL and understanding what it takes to be able to transition players from a different sport into the NFL was something that gave me that much confidence, and realised when I spoke to the head coach last week that it was the right move.
This has been, what, a five-month journey so far? So when did the start in October? We're now in March. So 5-6 months. Were there moments where you thought, geez, this is not going to happen? I don't think this is going to happen for me.
No, not really. Like I said, I've had 2 years to prepare for this. And, I think in those 2 years, I've learned so much about myself as an athlete, as a person. And, those 2 years, it set me up for the decision I made today. So, for me, obviously, it's going to be hard and it's going to be tough, but there was never any thoughts like I was doing the wrong thing, I was in the wrong place. I know where, I'm meant to be when something's on your heart and you're going the right direction. It's just kind of rolling with the punches.
What do you know now that you didn't know 6 months ago when this started?
That I'd be on a rookie deal, that I'd be taking such a huge pay cut. What else? That I'd be in San Francisco. I'd never have dreamed of that. I always thought I was going to Seattle or Detroit. Even when I made that decision, 5 months ago, San Fran was never even thought of. So it's crazy how things happen and how perfect it was to go to San Fran.
You said you got the monkey off the back. Do you feel like today is a big achievement? It is a big achievement, but do you feel like this is a stepping stone, or do you feel like, okay, today now I've sort of made it, now the rest is cream?
Well, look, I believe that, making the decision to go and chase a dream is an achievement in itself, and everything else is a bonus. So, whatever happens here or now is a bonus. And I think it's as simple as that. I see so many people that are my friends, and especially church friends that chase their dreams, and it's all about attempting. You know what I mean? You can't have a fear of not trying. And that's probably the biggest thing. And one of those things that I was having a battle with myself, flesh and spirit going, you're going to be over there, this and that. And my spirit's just going, but it's going to take you places that you've never been before, experience things you've never been before. And you're going to be able to grow as a person here like you would over there. And I guess life in general, you want it to be an adventure. Everyone loves adventures. And this is the ultimate adventure, going to one of the biggest sports in the world and being signed by one of the biggest franchises in the world. This is... You know what I mean? Like, this is an adventure, and that's what I want people to look at it like that. Like some crazy thing where he's going to America, and he thinks he's just going to walk in or whatnot. It's an adventure, and that's the way I want to live my life.
What gets you? You're at a point now. What gets you here from here to the final 53? What do you have to do?
Obviously, hard work and understanding the playbook. That's the biggest thing. You got to understand what you're doing, how you're doing it, and preparing well. All those kind of things. It's going to be tough, but that's part and parcel of the journey.
Congratulations, Jarrod. No matter what happens, to even get to this point's a hell of a ride. Good luck for the future.